Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hey, they say the moon landing was fake. JFK, man, they wanted him erased. Aliens in bunkers, government lies. Chemtrails painting secrets in the skies. It's a co-host, dual voice, or the code. Digging through the chaos down every dark road. New world order, we taking names. Bigfoot's real and he knows the game. Conspiracy chaos where the truth gets wild. From pyramids to lizard kings in exile.
Conspiracy chaos. Truth, fiction, or both? Let's dive in.
Let's go. We're back with another episode of Conspiracy Chaos. My name is RGB. Joining me as always, we got my co-host Area 51, Anthony. What's up, Ant?
Cheers. What's up, Raj?
Not much, man. And I gotta admit, bro, I really like our original intro so much better than that one, bro.
Yeah, I kind of do, man. I miss it. Damn. You know what that tells me? Yeah, we might have to.
We might have to bring it back.
We might have to bring it back.
I agree. Little sneak peek to what's coming. But tonight, man, we're going to get into. And this is something you didn't know about too much about, so I had to bring a specialist in, man. We got my man Ryan from Appalachian Intelligence. Appalachia. However the hell people say it, Appalachian Intelligence. Ryan, what's up, man? Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Good, man.
Thanks,
good.
Ryan. Thanks for hopping on, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No, awesome. I was actually a fan of your podcast. I heard about you through the Hollow Sky Boys, and then you were also on with Sam on Tinfoil Hat. And as a lot of people don't, Anthony, one of them don't know, there's a lot of crazy shit that happens down there in Appalachia and the West Virginia area. So what made you, where did it all start for you? Let's start in the beginning. Where did the whole, what made you guys, what was your conspiracy that wanted you guys to start this particular podcast?
I don't think there was any one conspiracy. It was Justin and I both worked at a sawmill here in town, and we would just have these conversations all day long. And he kept talking about podcasts. And, you know, I listened to podcasts. At that time, I was more into, like, horror anthology, creepypastas. I didn't even know who Sam Tripoli was. Like, okay. Justin introduced me to Sam Tripoli, who's now, I mean, he's the king of podcasts. I don't care.
He's got nine of them.
Yeah, they can say Joe Rogan, whatever, but Sam Tripoli is the king of podcasts.
That's my guy, man. We're close to locking down a date with Sam here too, so hopefully we can make that. That's like because you know you're never going to get like a Joe Rogan, you know what I mean? But if I can get on a conspiracy podcast and I can get Sam Tripoli, I made it. Like, I'm good. Like, whatever happens after that, I'm good. It don't matter. If that's the last episode.
Yeah, Sam's the king.
That's it.
Yeah, so. He is awesome. All of his podcast. I love all his stuff. I love his comedy. But Justin and I would just have these conversations, man. And one day he's like, let's just do a podcast. And I'm like, all right, what are we going to call it? And at this point in time, you know, AI wasn't what it is today, but it was up and coming. And it was all, you know, AI, is it going to take over? Is it going to be one of those things? But then it turned into Justin come to me one day and he's like, I've got it, dude. AI. I was like, AI? He goes, Appalachian Intelligence. And I was like, oh, my God. It's pronounced Appalachian. But he, that we always argue and joke. I'll see that everybody around here, they'll say Appalachian. Or Appalachian, not Appalachian. But yeah, dude. But as far as these mountains, and I mean these, when you, these mountains are literally older than bones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same mountains that stretch through the Scottish Highlands, everything. So, I mean, I guess we're talking Pangaea from when that broke apart. So a lot of the heritage and a lot of the ancestry in our area especially is Scotch-Irish. I mean, it's...
Okay.
So
a lot of those legends come with it, you know, whereas you go down, I think it's more towards North Carolina to the Moon-Eyed people. I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
Yes, yes, yeah.
And, you know, most of them spoke perfect Dutch when these settlers were coming in and discovering the place, you know. These guys were speaking Dutch, you know. And there was a story of a Dutch minister that was going to the native populations to spread the gospel. And he got captured by these ones. And when their chief came forward, he was pale like him with light blue eyes, like the bluest eyes you've ever seen, like the Moon-Eyed people. And he spoke perfect Dutch to the guy and let him go.
Hmm.
Okay. That's also, those are also the same type of people that met with, who was it, Eisenhower? Yes. Didn't Eisenhower have the secret meeting with the
Moon-Eyed people? Yeah.
With the Moon-Eyed people with the blue eyes and blonde hair. Yeah.
I think so.
See, Ryan, I'm new to all this. So, like, every time I hear something, I got to go and look it up on my other computer. So. The Moon,
it's fun, like, because I, with Anthony, dude, he is like, he's new to all of it, and it's fun to get his like natural reaction to, like, yeah, all right. And then he looks into it and he's like, holy, he's like, whoa, the holy shit moment.
I fact checked everything, man. It's great.
I started in the same place, and as it went on, the more and more you talk with just regular people who experience these things, you're like, well, there's not everybody can be lying about this. Like,
mm-hmm. Right. Same thing with like Bigfoot, man. It's just so many stories. Like, it's not, there was one or two people that said they've seen it, but there's thousands of sightings. Like,
yeah. Come on. I mean, yeah. Y'all know Sasquatch Chronicles, Wes Germer.
Yes, I've heard of those guys. Yeah.
Yeah. His podcast, it's amazing. And you listen to all these people, and Wes has his own experiences with them. And just to listen to those things, like,
yeah, we actually have a huge Bigfoot convention up here in Whitehall, New York, coming up. I think it's in like 2 weeks from now. One of our former guests, Adirondack Bigfoot, he's going to be one of the guest speakers there. And there's a bunch of cool people. Like, there's been a bunch of sightings. And like I was telling you prior to recording, that's right up in the area of the missing 411. The Politis documentary there with in the Adirondacks with Tom Messick, who went missing and still has never. Nothing's been found of him. No, absolutely nothing.
Not even a candy wrapper.
Nope. Now, down in your area, is there a big missing 411? Like, that's kind of like a hotspot for it, kind of, no?
Yeah, it happens a lot. To be honest,
on the trail alone, there's crazy disappearances and
so many different encounters with different things that people can't explain. But then also you get the actual crazy people that go and hurt other people, you know, and
the mountain people.
Yeah, not even that. Like, I feel more safe around those guys than the crackheads, dude.
No doubt. Yeah. Well, isn't now Roanoke? That's in the Appalachian Mountains, correct? And there's some creepy history in.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. Roanoke.
Roanoke. Yeah.
Roanoke.
Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah,
that's right in the Blacksburg, Christiansburg area, where my Hokies are sadly just, I don't know what, they're 0-3. Well, they lost the Old Dominion.
They're missing Beamer, man. They're missing that Beamer, man. Beamer. I'm a Hurricanes fan. Miami Hurricanes. I've had a long 25 years, though, my friend. I've had a long 25 years. A struggle, to say the least, from sanctions to everything else. So it's been nice to finally turn it around.
Yeah, so for this podcast, doing it this time, I'm actually, you know, I'm going to go legit, like LLC, everything. I'm in the works on that right now to get my LLC for it. And out of this book, you were talking about how crazy the cryptids are in these books. And look at that. I turned right to the Moon-Eyed people. But out of this book, I got the name for our media company, the LLC, and it's because there's a cryptid in here called the Goose Squatch. And I thought that was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. I used to do a lot of edibles too. So, you know, that was when I read that, I was like, oh my God. So now it's Goose Squatch Media. That's what's going to be the owner of the podcast. Yeah. So
that's awesome. Yeah, man. It's like crazy. Cause like there was, you mentioned it earlier. Wasn't there something about like, that's like the land came together at the Appalachian, like on, like there's like a vault line or something right there where like when the seas didn't, I don't know what it was called, but I remember hearing something.
So like you're talking about like when Pangea split apart, you're talking about, are you talking about ley lines?
Yeah, no, like Pangea split apart and then the land came together, correct? Like to
So the land was together. You had Pangea. And when that split apart, the Atlantic Ocean obviously separated us all on this side. Okay. And but the same mountain range. So if you just follow that mountain range, which shows you Scotland was probably just northeast of Maine, keeping on going like that, because the same, the highlands are the same mountains as the Appalachians.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. That's what it was. I knew there was something I remember reading or hearing about that, that there was something to that. I was looking up some things, like some obviously some major things in the West Virginia area specifically was during the Cold War, they had the Greenbrier bunkers over there.
Oh, yeah.
There's some crazy, any crazy conspiracies with those?
I know there's a golf course there. So.
Oh, really?
There's
a lot of dumbs over there, though. The DUMBs, the Deep Underground Military Bases.
Oh, yeah. We're convinced there's one right here over next to us. We got one of those data centers they're going in for AI. That's why everybody's electric bills are out the roof right now across the country. Because we do not have the infrastructure to support the AI. See, China does, but they don't have the AI technology that we have. But they have the infrastructure. So give them about as fast as it advanced, maybe not even 5 years, and we're going to be screwed. Because we don't have the infrastructure to support it. But we got those, like Lance Moe, co-host, he lives right beside of it. And he jokes all the time that when they go for walks with his little girls, like he'll step on the sidewalk. So, and the security guards, there's ground sensors. And the security guards come and ride their little golf carts up by the fence as soon as you step on the sidewalk next to that place. So he'll walk like 20 feet down the road and then step back on the sidewalk. Then he'll get back off and walk on down the road, you know, just to mess with them. But yeah, dude, it's... Damn. We're convinced they're around here. And I was listening to something just a little while back, and they were talking about where's the nuclear weapons across the United States. And this guy who supposedly had knowledge of it said, you'd never believe it. So, and that makes me wonder, is that why there's so many dollar generals? Like, are they under those? Like, is that why there's random?
There is so many.
And they're everywhere.
Every town I go, there's a dollar general.
In the middle of nowhere, you'll be cruising on the fucking road and a Dollar General pops up.
Wow.
Yeah. So as small as our town is, it takes us probably about 15 minutes to get over the mountain here into Elkhorn City, Kentucky. And there's two Dollar Generals on the way there.
I mean, I've seen a lot of like, this is the greatest
conspiracy
like
I've ever heard right here.
What is under the Dollar Generals? Are they the tunnels?
You heard it here first, folks. God. Don't worry about the Denver airport. It's the Dollar Generals we got to worry about.
Fucking dollars.
Oh, Raj, I never told you about that. You said the Denver airport. I met a guy in New Orleans that did construction and worked on the Denver airport. I'm like, do you hear about all the conspiracies that go on there? And he just like gave me a little smile and laughed. I was like, this guy.
He worked on it for an extra 3 years.
You were talking about those bunkers in West Virginia. And as soon as that made public, when they burned those bunkers, the Denver airport was finalized. So now they don't worry about the bunkers in West Virginia anymore in Greenbrier. Because that became public knowledge the same time Denver airport was finalized.
Interesting.
That's crazy, huh?
Timing's everything. It's the same thing as, what was it, when LifeLock went off. Was the same day that Facebook launched as a fucking whatever.
Yeah.
Launched the company. Same day. Same fucking day. So they're just stealing our information and our data. Now with LifeLock, they had our information. Now they got our facial rec with Facebook and everything else.
Oh, dude, did you
doing Facebook?
Did you see that concert. I think they said the band was called Major Attack or something like that, but they were on the big screen behind the band. They were using real-time facial recognition and showing the people's faces in the audience with their names above it.
Whoa.
Yeah, that stuff is crazy.
That is like, fucking crazy, dude.
That's what everybody.
No, I mean, they know everything about it. They know every step we take.
Everything.
They know,
there's no hiding.
Shopping, like, you can't even go shopping without them knowing what you're buying.
Yeah, dude.
Like, it's fucking scary, dude.
Like, my wife and I were talking about this girl. We were trying to remember her name. She works at a local store here, right? And we were just, neither one of us said her name. We were only talking about her, like, I can't remember her name. And I swear to you, I pull up Instagram and she's on my suggested friends.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, yeah. There's her name. I'm like, yeah, I mean, wait a minute.
And then We all know how much they listen to us with for like selling shit and advertising.
Oh, dude, that's what I was going to say.
I mean, that's been happening. That's just been happening. It's so creepy.
Perfect example. I just had to go and call Spectrum. I just got a new router and modem and it wasn't working. So I had to call them and blah, blah, blah. They had to figure it out. And she's like, yeah, I can see it working. It's going to an iPhone and a computer and to this room and there. Boom, boom. She knew everything I had hooked up to Wi-Fi. I'm like, fuck? And it makes you second guess it. I mean, I need it. I have no service out here. But I'm like, yo, she knows how many – she knew my kid's tablet was hooked. Like, she knew every single thing that was connected to that system.
And I mean, scarier than that, these – I guess you could say CIA, FBI, they can map your house. They can watch you in real time through Wi-Fi. Like, they've shown that too.
Do you ever see the videos when the people have the TV and there's like the person in the corner watching?
Yeah.
You ever seen that? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do TVs have cameras, dude? Yeah. Why does the TV need a camera?
Why?
Yeah, it's watching us the same. And also, you think lead paint, they got rid of that because kids were eating paint chips? Come on, man.
Why, what's that? What's the conspiracy behind that?
The lead, you can't send signals through lead.
Yep.
You can't have Matt. You could have Wi-Fi in your house, but they couldn't read it with lead paint all over your house. All
right. So that
they
was
can't.
Like
they can't
everything.
Look through your. They don't have the capability to X-ray through and all that shit. That's why we go get it.
And you got to think, as technology's rolled out to us, we have no idea how long the government's had it.
No.
Like cell phones, things like that. I mean,
how about AI? Things. How long has AI actually been out before we've been introduced to it?
We probably don't even know the actual capabilities of it. Actually, we probably don't know the full spectrum of it. We just get all these hints from, you know, like Elon's and people like that. I'm sorry, but the Sam Altmans and the Peter Thiels of the world, like. And Peter Thiel giving a 4-part lecture on the Antichrist. Hey, bro.
He's a character, huh?
Oh my gosh.
He's a fucking
character. I don't understand. Like, I've made jokes on X a bunch of times. Like, this is they're talking about all this coming, whatever's coming in the future. And I'm saying, get ready for the main thing to be brought to you by Palantir.
Yeah, everything's gonna be brought to you by Palantir. Same thing as the past couple of years. Everything's been brought to you by Johnson & Johnson or what's the other companies that gave the jab out?
Oh, yeah. I
mean, fucking name him. Travis Kelce. I mean, he's jumping up and down for these companies. Pfizer. Mr. Pfizer himself, yeah. Every fucking – I can't even watch sports anymore. I'm sitting there watching a college football game and every other commercials, you know, it's like Tripoli always says it too. There's it's all for AIDS – medicine and five vaccines and this and that. I just want to watch the fucking game.
Isn't that something they're trying to eliminate those, all the ads for the pharmaceuticals?
RFK is trying.
They're trying to.
That's where all the money is, man.
But that's where all his money comes from too, so he's not going to do that. It's not going to happen. There's too much money involved. There's too much money.
Oh,
now,
gosh.
You're in West Virginia, anywhere near where the Mothman
I'm actually located in Virginia. We're just southwest corner of Virginia. Not far. I like 15 minutes. I can be in West Virginia too. So,
okay.
So like 30 minutes south, Tennessee, 15 minutes west. I'm in Kentucky, 15 minutes north. I'm in West Virginia. So.
Oh, cool.
Gotcha.
That's actually pretty cool.
But so you're still pretty, how far are you from like DC and like Northern Virginia? Like
it would actually, I can get to all my friends in Ohio faster than I can get to DC from here. So,
no shit. Okay.
Yeah, that's all the way across.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was figuring that.
But,
okay.
Yeah. That's obviously a huge thing down in that area, the Mothman down in, was it like
Mount Pleasant? Yeah.
Mount Pleasant,
West Virginia. So we do have an interesting connection with kind of the Mothman on the podcast. So you know the origins of Mothman was the Chief Cornstalk. They caught him, and he cursed the land, and then all of a sudden, Mothman starts showing up.
Hmm.
Well, as we get going, Lance runs into this teacher he works with, and all of a sudden, we're on the hunt for John Swift Silvermine, which is supposed to be located around here. And we have actual maps now.
Dude, okay. This is where I started following you guys, because you guys went, I think you talked about this on Tripoli, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Keep cooking.
So come to find out later on down the road, as we're doing more and more research, John Swift married Chief Cornstalk's daughter.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the same guy that cursed Mount Pleasant as they were killing him, that area, that supposedly brought on Mothman. You know, that's the curse that brought on Mothman. So now we've got ties to Chief Cornstalk through his daughter with John Swift. And somehow this all leads to like...
Dude, my whole brain just connected back to like your guys. Like, I'm like, all of it's coming back to me right there. As soon as you said that silver mine, remember all this.
I think the reason we've never actually pursued it is because the more and more we dove into everything, it led us down this path of Pan and Lilith. And then all these things started. Like, Justin's out in his hot tub one night. He got one of those inflatable hot tubs.
Yeah.
It's like, it's awesome, dude. He loves it. So he's out there in his hot tub by himself one evening. Now, this is Justin, the pastor of a church right now. This is Justin who has really fed into me, you know, on my journey of becoming a Christian and getting deeper into my faith.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say Christian. I just want to be an imitator of Christ. Let me say that. But he looks up, and he's got these two outbuildings, and there's a light on top of one. And they're clear as day, leaning out from the side of the building is this woman in a white gown. And he's like, what? Now, if you knew where Justin lived, like our area, if you knew what this was like, that's very, very unusual. Like,
you're not going to see anybody out there, let alone some chick in a white dress. Right?
He's got two neighbors. He's got two neighbors, and they're way up on the hill. No way they're going to be walking that far to play a prank or something like that. So at first Justin, you know, his immediate response is he starts praying. He looks back, she's gone, but on top of the building is an owl just watching him. And if you look into the Lilith and all that, even in the Bible, she's referred to as the owl.
So did you ever see the if you actually look at the shape of California, it's kind of shaped as an owl.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, they have the rituals of like Bohemian
Grove.
Thank you, Bohemian Grove and all that shit with the owl and all that shit. The owl is a big feature in like that, the dark arts, the Illuminati and whatever you want to fucking call it.
Sure.
Yeah. It's there's a lot of symbology and a lot of things and everything, right?
Everything.
I've always said, dude, if we could get the Swifties that sit and pick out the little nuggets that she lays them to focus on the government, they'd never hide anything from us again.
No, hell no. Absolutely not. Holy shit. You're so right on that, man. Put some time, get these young kids to put some time and effort into something important. But yo, that Silvermine story. So you guys had the Swift, what is it, John Swift?
Yes.
Silvermine. You guys had access to like a map. Why don't you tell a little bit about that story? Ant, this is crazy. This was so cool. Like, these guys went on like a couple part series on their podcast about this.
Yeah. Right. So basically, quick breakdown of it. Lance works with another teacher at the school he was at. And the guy's like, hey, Have you guys ever heard of the John Swift Silver Mine? Well, everybody knows about the Swift Silver Mine around here, but everybody thinks that it's over on, it's a mountain like that borders Kentucky and Virginia. And I can't remember the name of that mountain right now, but everybody thinks it's over there. And because they have found coins in there, we think that's cachets because we've actually held those coins in our hand, the Swift Silver stamped coins. So we know it's real.
Okay.
And, but anyway, so this teacher is telling Lance that, hey, listen, a long time ago, my parents were set to buy this land in Florida from this gentleman, and the deal fell through. He ended up selling it to somebody else for more money. So he gets back in touch with him to talk about some other property, but he also wants to make it up to him. So this guy is, I cannot remember his name right now. It's been so long. But he found part of Blackbeard's treasure, and he found one of Columbus's ship. Like, he's a legit treasure hunter. Okay. So he tells this guy, hey, I know where some treasure is in Ohio if you want to go check it out. So he's like, oh, my gosh. He's like, no, I'm telling you, gold. If you go up there, I'll give you the exact spots, where to go, everything. So he and his brother go. Now, this is a private, it looks like private property because there's a house there. So, of course, they wait until those people come back. And they're like, can we just, and they let them do it. And they go over there. They're scanning the ground exactly where he told them. And boom, they get a hit for precious metals.
Shit.
So now they're talking to the people about this. And they're like, well, that's actually not on our property line. And they get, so they got all excited. Like, hey, we can go to the city, figure out what property this is. And it turns out it was public property, but they were set to get permits to try and dig there. And then last second, they're like, oh no, this is a Native American burial ground.
Oh,
couldn't stick a shovel in the dirt.
Nope.
So he comes back. The guy's asking him, was it there? He's like, there was something there. He's like, but we'll never find out because they say it's Native American burial ground. So he's like, well, I tell you what, have you ever heard of the Swift Silver Mine? He said, I've been there. I've seen it. I know where it's at, but I did not have the infrastructure to get it out. He couldn't get that set up. Damn. And he told him, now this is back in the early 90s or 80s. I can't remember, but he told him, he's like, billions of dollars worth of silver.
Jeez.
So he gives him all these maps, everything, and it is in the most remote area you could think of trying to, like, and it's dangerous. You have to go in the wintertime because of the copperheads and rattlesnakes in the area.
Oh, shit.
Like, he's almost been bitten several times.
Fuck that.
I hate snakes, bro.
Yeah, dude. I'm not messing with snakes.
That's all you'd have to say to me. I'm done. Yeah. I'm out. Sorry, guys.
But the area is also so remote that if you go in the wintertime and it's cold and snowing and you get hurt,
you're on your own.
It's going to be a minute before somebody's going to get to you.
Yeah.
So it's things like that that have interrupted, as well as the, you know, demonic attacks that were coming along with it. And it was that, have you guys ever heard of the Pennyroyal podcast?
No, I don't think so.
So I think they're out of Somerset, Kentucky. Well, they did these pan rituals. Like, what are you doing, bro? But then they came over into Hellier, Kentucky, which is 15 minutes over the mountain. They come into Hellier, Kentucky, near the Brakes Interstate Park, which was said that Aleister Crowley visited. Because he drew the Tower Rocks. There's these two Twin Tower mountains that jut up. They're called the Twin Tower Rocks over there. And he drew those in a picture. Crowley did. So we don't know if he had a vision of that place or he actually visited that place or something like that. But these guys go over there in the breaks and supposedly do another pan ritual there. But what they didn't understand, it was two different people. So the Pennyroyal podcast came to Hellier to do that.
Okay.
And then there were these other people in Somerset where they're from who did it at the same time, and they had no idea each other were doing it. So we didn't know what all that was about. But when you get down through it, the Seder, Pan, whatever you want to call it, half goat, half man,
mm-hmm.
so that's got a lot of mythology in the Appalachians too.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. I mean, that's a lot of mythology in everything. Everything. Dude, that's so
between
crazy.
Between the granny witching and the cryptids and the everything that's supposedly haunted around here, and my son just walks right through. And that's
have you ever listened to the Virginia Loves Conspiracies podcast? Is that
Virginia is for conspiracy lovers? He goes into a little bit of the ties to William and Mary and like Oak Island and some of the research with like the Freemasons and. The Rosicrucians and that kind of thing.
A lot going on in Virginia.
Oh yeah, I had to check that out, dude. I'm so glad I'm on this side of it.
No doubt. It's funny, man. I had a buddy of mine. I golf with him all the time, and we're on the second hole the other day, and he just went on like a fucking rant. He's like, "I'm so sick of this, and I'm sick of that, and they're doing this and praying the skies and blah 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 blah." And I just looked at him, and he's never really spoke his mind about anything. I look at him, I go, "Welcome." Me and my buddy at like the same time, we're like, "Welcome, man." He goes, "I've been listening to you guys for years, and I just like it all just one day, dude. It just all made sense." And I'm like, "Bro, we've been telling you for years. You just got to like listen." He goes, "No, I just see it for myself." And it does make a difference when people see what the hell's going on for themselves. It opens your eyes to everything, man.
Yeah. Everything. I'm same thing at the job I'm at now. They always, every time they ask me anything, I'm like, "Listen, everything's fake and gay, bro. Everything's fake and gay. That's all there is to it."
Like, pretty much.
We learned this a long time ago. I mean,
Sam says that a lot too.
Oh yeah,
I think that a lot too. It's fake. And
I
gay.
Think it's. I think it's. Who is it? Is it One on One or is it No Way Jose podcast? Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's one of those guys. They came up with it, but they've been on Sam's a bunch of times.
Yeah, they also does another podcast with them. That's one of his 9 podcasts he does.
Yeah.
This is the name of that.
Whatever
podcast.
This is, yes.
And those guys,
Ryan, you said you're a Christian man. What? How about that sad news this week, man? With our man Charlie, I'm like, I'm really hurt by this. I'm like,
it
sucks.
I'll tell you what it is, dude. And this woman posted this the other day, and I couldn't understand it because, you know, I didn't agree with Charlie Kirk on every issue, but I knew he was a man of God. I knew he was true to his word. Just from testimonies of all these other people, they're like, people that don't even go to church, they're like, the dude lived that life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's this woman posted it. She's like, "You think you're silly for crying, but basically what's happened is one of the soldiers of God was taken out, and it's just kind of awakened the army. Like you feel that in your spirit, because most of us are just decent human beings. We may be lost, but I believe there's inherent good in every one of us, you know, it's gotta be there. Because God made each and every one of us. He didn't make us to fail. You know, we do that of our own accord." Mm-hmm. But it's the spiritual heaviness. Like it's hitting you right there in your soul because you can feel that loss. But then on the other side of it, like if he was killed over that, that's not murdered, that's martyred. Mm-hmm. And in the book of Revelations,
it says he would be okay with, I feel like.
Yeah. In the book of Revelations, when the fifth seal is open, it said, "I saw under the altar all of those that were persecuted under his name, killed under his name, crying out, 'Oh God, when will the time come that you'll step off and avenge our blood?' The martyrs are underneath the throne of God," is what it says. So if that gives anybody comfort. And the other thing I like to tell people, that's really important to remember is, you know, we all sin. We're all sinners. No matter what kind of life you're trying to live, you're going to fail. And these people that are celebrating his death, while I've really, really struggled internally with the rage and the hate, that right. tries to overtake me when I see that stuff. But
the shit I have typed up and I can't hit send. You know what I mean?
Dude, yeah, same here. I've had it ready to go and just I felt that conviction, like, no, these people, they need prayer more than anybody, because believe it or not, God loves them the same as he loves Charlie. Yeah. You know that. I mean, just the same.
I mean, that kid running through the memorial. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. Like, yeah. I did. I've seen every one of them, and I've
Man, like, the world shouldn't be that. Like, I have a 7, soon to be 8-year-old, and it's like, yo, the world shouldn't be like this. Like, you shouldn't have to worry about this shit. And then I also think, like, with the situation, like, with Charlie Kirk's two daughters, you know, down the road, damn well, asshole punk kid is going to say, hey, look at this video. And they're going to show those kids that video at school or on the playground or wherever the fucking case may be. On their 3D glasses, the kids will probably
hope the videos all get scrubbed. Right, and no, I mean, I never want to see that video again.
You know, I mean, it was JFK-esque, man. It was JFK-esque.
And,
that's why,
and I mean, my mom said it's kind of the same feeling that she had when JFK got assassinated. She said it was just a similar, your heart just dropped to your stomach. And he was a movement, man. He had, no matter if you liked him or not, he was.
You know what's good? It's, go ahead, Chuck. What the one positive out of it, sorry to cut you off, is that his videos are now all over and his message is getting out more and 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 more.
Well, and did you see that there's like been like 32,000 requests to do different chapters of what he's been doing through. So it's like
it's going to keep going. Someone's going to pick up that. Candace Owens or someone will pick that up.
Well, they all are. I think they're all.
She's got to be careful next, though. She's got to be the one. She's got to be watching her back. Like,
they all got to be. But you can't be afraid to do what they all love.
But she's got to watch her six all day.
Yeah. You got to be careful.
I give my girls, I mean, ever since then, man, I spend a couple extra minutes with them in the bedroom at night, cuddling with them.
Hanging out.
Because, you know, those kids, they're not going to have it, you know, ever get to experience that. It breaks my heart, but
fucked up.
I mean, you could go into some conspiracy stuff. Like, I think it may be that kid, but I think it may be even somebody higher left that
there's a lot of that crazy had him videos.
Yeah, there's a lot of
right now.
Like, it was coming from a different direction. Happened. Yeah, like that the kid may be just a patsy or whatever. And whoever it was, but it happened and it's terrible. But, like, I just really want to know.
So the problem, too, now
behind it
is AI. Not, no reference to Appalachian intelligence, but AI in itself.
It wasn't us.
You got to make sure, like, so I was on the golf course. I had no idea what was going on. Anthony actually met me on the golf course that day. And he goes, did you hear what happened to Charlie Kirk? I'm like, no, Aunt, what happened? And I figured got canceled for something the way that America is now. And he goes, no, he got shot. I'm like, what? And show me the video. But I had, unfortunately, watched that video multiple times to convince myself it wasn't a fake video.
Right.
It was
wasn't
like, AI. Yeah,
same.
You know what I mean? Like, I had to watch it. And I didn't want to see it. But once you did, you're like, all right, is this real? Did this, like, hard to believe moment as well, you know? So to confirm it. But now with all the other videos coming out, like, I'm seeing some crazy videos with possibly different angles of shooters and other things like that. But, like, I have to be convinced that that's not AI done just to make the conspiracy.
Yeah, just make the conspiracy stick. Yeah. And that's a real problem. And it's people will use that and do that just to get views, clicks, and clout, you know. And
change the narrative. You know what I
mean?
Because it could be both sides of things. It could be to cause controversy on the left or the right. It doesn't matter. They're going to use the internet because it got away from them so much. They're going to try to use it now to their advantage the best they can.
That's why they have all
these plants in the social media world and everything else.
And why wouldn't they plant a bunch of fake videos out there to get people confused and just looking in every direction? I mean, the same day, 31 or 33 journalists were killed in Gaza, and you never heard a word about it.
They're also revolting.
And I'm not saying that Israel killed Charlie Kirk. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the IDF did kill 31 or 33 journalists.
Yeah.
I don't know what the reasoning was for. I can't imagine, you know, what it would be for. I wouldn't imagine they were standing there shooting at them, you know, so they had to defend themselves. But, I mean, that happened. The girl from the train in North Carolina, the judge ordered him released from jail and put in a mental facility. Times. He may not even stand trial.
No, that's what I heard. But just even being released out on the streets after seven times, half a dozen times, lock him up and put him in a mental facility. Don't wait.
There's a lot. There's a lot I want to say in that video, but I'm not gonna.
It's
just
reverse some roles in that video.
And have you heard his? Have you heard his recording coming out of the jail when he's talking to that lawyer and he's like, "They put those materials in me."
I got that white bitch.
No, he's talking about the government.
They put those materials in me. Some MK Ultra shit.
He said, "Why would I kill that girl for no reason?" He said, "Those materials did that. That's why they're sending him to be locked up." Now, if he,
you didn't hear that, Raj?
Gets schmuicided, in the mental institute, I got to think, was he telling us the truth?
Right.
Like, we got to watch this play out. Did
and she was Ukrainian refugee.
Oh yeah,
like,
how what
it,
the,
it
what's
builds the narrative.
And she was a BLM supporter. They had to add that into the news.
They had to find that. We don't know if it was her room or not, but this is boom. Here's a picture of her. Yeah, that's exactly what it said.
I did hear that though with the clip of him saying the material in me. They put the material in me.
Yeah, it's like he didn't understand how to explain it because he
was
confused.
Very out of it. He might have been. Who knows what kind?
See, like I haven't even been able to follow that one too much because I've been on the Charlie Kirk shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. Well, that's it's always the new distraction. Have you seen this girl? I think she's goes by the tag That Thing I Do. On X and on TikTok, but she's studying get like her doctorate in history, and she's like throughout history, and she draw this little diagram, and she's showing you the event that happens. So Charlie Kirk happened. You come down, either peace happens and it goes cold or it goes hot, but she said there's always a second event, and she thinks that. You know, with these people going to these memorials and doing what they're doing and the celebration videos and then people actually getting fired from their jobs for the celebration videos and everything like that. She thinks that it's when the second event happens, if we stay at this boiling point, like that's going to be the final straw.
Yeah.
And how many other countries want America in a civil war?
Oh my
all
God.
Of them.
All of them.
All of them. Every all single of one of them.
I mean, I did see Venezuela declared war on the United States. I'm like, bro, we are in a mood right now. Y'all don't need to be messing around. Like, what are you going to do, Venezuela?
we blew a couple of their drug boats out of the water.
They said one of them was civilian.
They said one of them was just civilians.
Yeah, they said drug boats, but
he's like Trump today was like, go look around the boats. He's like, go look around. There's a bunch of cocaine floating in the water right now. Cocaine and fentanyl.
Y'all ever seen Dave Chappelle's comedy when you sprinkle crack on them and leave the cops?
That's the best.
That's pretty much what we're doing.
Oh my god, it's so
man.
Funny,
dude. I want to. So do you guys? Like, how many maps are there of this going back to the fucking silver mine? How many maps are there?
I haven't actually seen that map. But that guy, gosh, I wish I could remember his name. But Lance has seen it. Lance has looked at it, everything like that. And that's the map we're thinking, you know, is going to lead us there. So
lead you to the promised land.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll ever pursue that, whatever. It's there waiting on us. So if we do, I'm going to try to get a hold of a filmmaker and make it a documentary.
That's what I was going to say.
Because that maybe, possibly, we've interviewed him a few times, Ward Heine, up in Ohio. He does all Tony Merkel's documentary.
Yeah.
He does the film work for that. And
Tony Merkel does the confessionals, Ant. It's like a big UFO alien cryptid podcast. Okay. He's huge. Yeah.
Great podcast. Good Christian guy too. He's he's good dude. Like I got all kinds of tape. Like Nephilim Death Squad. You guys listen to them?
I have.
I know them guys. Yep. Yeah, they're always on.
Dude, Top Lobster and the Raven. Love those guys. They're Christian dudes. They're a bit unorthodox, but whatever, dude. Whatever gets you there. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a cool thing too. Like with the whole conspiracy podcast world, man. Everybody gets along and willing to help each other out. It's super cool. Like we've had Human Vibrations on here. We've had Mark from My Family Thinks I'm Crazy.
Mark's awesome.
Mark's great. Yeah, I had a funny story. I went out to see Sam do comedy.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Somebody out in Connecticut. And I'm cool with XG from my other podcast I do. And I met XG. We're hanging out there. And Mark comes over and he's looking all around. I go, what's the matter, man? He goes, oh, I lost something. He goes, nothing important, though. I go, what, man? He goes, oh, I dropped a blunt. I'm like, oh, I'll find it, man. Look around. We can't find a thing. And I had a bunch of joints on me. I go, bro, just take this, man. He goes, ah, thanks. So, like, that's how when I asked him to come on the podcast, he was literally our first guest. That's how I introduced myself in the DMs. I was like, yo, dude, I'm the guy. He goes, shit, man, I remember you. He goes, yeah, I'll jump on. I owe you one for that. So it worked out good. But he's good.
I was amazed at Mark. He sat there the whole time we were interviewing one of the times. I can't remember how many times we talked with Mark, but he sat there and wrote a big blunt. Right in front of, never took his eyes off the camera, never took his eyes off us. Rolled this big blunt, smoked that whole thing, and then it wasn't 10 minutes later. I watched him, he's rolling another big blunt. I was like, bro, I was like, how do you
say that? Roger's bad.
I'm on my second right now. We're 46 minutes in, so yeah.
Oh, dude, I've cut back a lot from where I was at. I quit the edibles altogether. It was to the point where I couldn't. Like the podcast, I was really phoning it in. Like Justin and we're doing the heavy work, and I was just saying funny stuff every once in a while.
I don't really do the edibles much. And this weekend, I don't even know what the milligrams were, but I took them in like the afternoon, right after the round of golf, and I was giggly as fuck, bro. Like, and I'm never I was like laughing where I was like getting like tears in my eyes. Like, and I smoke a lot and I get high, but it was just a different.
Drinks get me like that. Like the drinks will hit me, but they'll hit me quick and they don't last a long time. But like they give me a nice body high where I'm just like a chill, relaxed, like cool to like go watch a movie or something. Like those are legit, or go to a game or something like that.
Yeah.
It was like, it was last year sometime back in the summer. I went 30 days, no THC. And then when I came back, I took 1,500 milligrams of edibles.
Oh, no. How that hit
you? Wow, you went to the moon.
Good night. Good night.
Oh, gosh. That was pretty intense. That was,
all that sleep you weren't getting and all that, you weren't probably eating for like the first couple days. First, you weren't eating or sleeping. That's the hardest thing when you take a break from a THC break is getting to sleep for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your appetite is you're hungry, but then it's like, as soon as you get in front of food, you take like two bites and you're like, yeah, I'm good. That always happens. Always fucking happens.
No doubt.
So, Ry, what's the plans for the podcast going forward? I mean, I know it's kind of looking like somewhat of a solo project for you, but what's the plans for you?
Yeah. If you don't mind me shouting out a few upcoming recordings I got coming up, I want to get at least three or four under my belt. After my computer broke, I was like, dude, what if that happens and I don't have any episodes to drop and can't record and I miss weeks? So I want to get like three or four in the bank and then start slow rolling everything out, you know, a little bit at a time. Yep. But I've got, Justin Brown, highly recommend. From Prometheus Lens podcast.
Okay.
Justin Doc Brown. Really good podcast. Really good dude. He was just on Tinfoil Hat.
Yeah. I definitely know him. Yeah.
I got Bo Kennedy from the Bump Podcast coming up. I'm reaching back out. Let's see. I spoke to, I think the Counter Cult Podcast boys. Okay. They're a good time. They started up. They were fans of the show. They're like on our Patreon when we would do our powwow meetings with all our fans. That was part of Patreon. If you were a certain tier, we did a monthly meeting and just zoomed to everybody in. And we would just sit and talk. Everybody would go over. It was like, they'd be like 3 or 4 hour long podcast. It was awesome.
Damn, that's awesome.
It was, but yeah, some of those guys just took off and started their own podcast, Counter Cult. And one of them, Chucky, he's from Canada. And then Dick, he's from right over here and just an hour and a half from here in Virginia. So,
and once you start dropping them again, you're followers are going to see that, so they're going to get excited to see that it's back, and then so they're going to all be listening, and then it's just going to also garner new followers as you continue to just grow it, man. So that's kind of the good thing. Like, the break might not have been a bad thing for you in the long scheme of things, and so now it's just a chance to rebrand and continue to grow it.
Well, that's what I was telling you about earlier, like my journey when I first, like last year before I even started on this journey into, you know, rededicating my life to God, I was thinking, all right, I'm going to take AI back. I'm going to do the same way I was, minus the edibles, because nobody will be there to bail me out. And then I already had plans on another podcast that was going to be comedy only. And like, I still think I'm going to do that eventually. I'm just going to take it a different direction. Because I've always wanted to do stand-up comedy. I've got notebooks and notebooks full of material, but I've never had the cojones to get up and do it. You know what I mean?
Yo, so this is the move, bro. This is – all right, so my one buddy did it, and I think I might actually – all right, I got maybe a solid, like, 5 to 7 minutes that I would feel comfortable going up and doing.
Yeah.
And I'm – like, I go down to the city every year. So I'm going down there for, like, a full week to help my buddy with his Christmas tree business. So if I can get out on like a Tuesday, Wednesday, when there's no one that's actually
open
out
mic.
To a fucking open mic and just try to go for like 3 minutes or like the 1 minute Kill Tony style joke. Like,
that's the worst thing that's going to happen, dude. You never see the people again.
That's it. That's it. You know what I mean? Treat them like a one night stand. You know what I mean?
It's easy to say that until you step up there, right? Until you step up on that.
Yeah.
Stage.
But I feel like this also is helping me get that confidence to where I wouldn't have never did this, you know, 5, 6 years ago. There's no chance I'd put my face on camera and talk about conspiracies. People used to, like, I was the crazy, hey, yo, Raj, what's the new conspiracy this week? What's this like? When I would, like, I had guests on my other podcast, and I was telling them how I do the conspiracy podcast, and they're like, well, what's one conspiracy, you know? I was like, all right, I'll start you guys off with the white belt conspiracy, and I hit them with the Titanic. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, there was the Olympic and this.
Dude,
and they're like, what? And they had no clue what I was talking about. And I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. I'm like, you guys aren't ready for how crazy I could sound. So let's start there. And the guy DMs me 2 days later. He goes, bro, I can't stop looking into this. He goes, I've literally spent 2 days looking up about the Olympic and JP Morgan and John Jacob Thurston.
Of the four guys that were against the Federal Reserve
died
on that boat.
I mean, come on, man.
So I don't think that was the iceberg that took it down. I think there was proof of a fire. There was proof of a fire. Okay. And somebody said that there was witnesses that said they heard some sort of explosion. So did they hit an iceberg, or did they want to hit?
They use the same game plan for everything. There's explosions in every situation, man. It's the same game plan.
There you go.
From 9/11 to Titanic to everything, their own fucking explosion. So are you going to try to keep this? Are you going to keep the pod like Appalachian based, or are you going to try to mix it up and just straight up conspiracy style?
I'm going to do the paranormal, the cryptids. I'm not going to dive too deep into demonic things because, you know,
stay away from that. No need for that energy.
There's no need in even tempting that stuff. Jesus didn't tempt that stuff.
Speaking of that, I walked into Five Below the other day, right? And I know it's Halloween and shit. They had Ouija boards lined up across the front. You walk in that front table, and they're all sitting there. I'm like, my kid, I go, come on. over here. Like right away, pull it right away from it. I don't even give her the opportunity to even ask what it is. Let's go.
Don't even touch. I know it's made by Mattel, but there's an intention behind it. All right. This is not the spiritualist movement we're looking for. Nope. But I'm gonna go more conspiracies than what we used to, I think, because you know that's just the way my brain works. I see it in everything. Sam has ruined me. I can't see anything without looking at, like, oh my God. Like, I see the woke in every I can't watch TV anymore.
You can't. That's what I'm saying. The commercials is crazy.
And my wife gets so angry because she'll love a show, and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Another 75-pound white girl beating up a 340-pound bodybuilder.
Yeah. I don't know how many more movies or TV shows Jessica Alba is going to beat the shit out of somebody. Dude,
like, if they're superheroes, I get it. They got superpowers. Right. That makes sense to me.
She's just LAPD, dude. It's
like, bro,
she's like fighting the Rock. It's like, yeah, all right.
Like, it's if it was like a UFC chick, you know, coming, I believe that. Give me a
Gina Carano or
Gina Carano. Hell no.
Hopefully it'd be Mackenzie Dern, but yeah.
Yeah, dude. I think I want to stick more conspiracies, things like that. It's just my milieu. And of course, I've got plans. Like, I will eventually start a Patreon again. Uh-huh. I've talked with Justin about that. He said he would agree. Like, I wanted to do like just a Bible study thing and have Justin like bring a scripture to and break it down. Uh-huh. Maybe it's just like 20-minute episodes, 30-minute episodes with Justin. You never know, because Justin can talk. So when he gets going,
he'll get rolling.
He'll get rolling. He'll say 20 minutes.
What's good, though, is the 20, 30 minutes is someone's car ride into work, man. And those are the ones that they can, you know, those spiritual ones especially can change someone's outlook on things and change their day, change their life. You never know.
I really want to. My sister just finished the Bible in a year on audiobook.
Nice.
So I would like to. It's pretty very, very interesting. It's
When you listen to it as an adult or read it or listen to it as an adult, it's going to be so much different than, you know, when I learned it as a kid. Kind
religion,
of thing.
Yeah, all that.
Yeah. You know what else is crazy is look at that. We were talking about it, and Hollow Sky just wrote me back. So
it's funny. Just hit that back. That's crazy.
But seeing the Bible, and I know this might sound crazy to others, but seeing it with my conspiracy mind and the things that we've studied, that I've been looked down, you know, it makes a lot more sense to me now. I understand a lot more of it. I know how to look through the little innuendos left, you know, in that book. And then I get these revelations as I'm reading it, and, you know, I'll message Justin. I'm like, did you know this is what this was? And they'll be like, yeah, dude, everybody knows that. I'm like, well, I didn't. I'm all excited, but that's old news to those boys. They've been rolling in the Bible for years, you know. So.
Have you read it?
I have read the whole Bible.
Oh, okay. How about so now there's the old, the Old Testament and the New Testament, correct? Yeah. Yeah. So the Old Testament has like more dark, like some kind of like a lot of adult. It's like,
see, the Old Testament is the law.
Right. Okay.
So Moses brought the law. Right. Okay. So you start, and that's where you're starting in Genesis to Exodus. Moses brought the law.
Okay.
So the Old Testament is more about the law, whereas now in the New Testament, it's about the resurrection of Jesus.
Correct. Okay.
Who now through faith, we no longer need the law, you know. I mean, it doesn't make it completely, how would you say that? It's not like it doesn't apply to everybody. However, when Jesus, I was listening to this guy explain this, like, now we go by faith, and faith isn't, oh, I believe in God. Faith is living for Christ, you know, walking that walk. And yeah, every day we're going to mess up, but you can't let it be a stumble. Like, one of the things when I was when I, in my early Christian life, long before I even went into a point of disbelief, I felt like every time I failed, like, you know, I would feel guilty. Like, this is it. This ain't meant for me because I just can't live that kind of life. Like, I would try to compare myself to others. Like, and I don't know their personal life. I don't see them at home. I don't see what they struggle with. It's the same thing everybody struggles with. Yeah. I mean, look at Sam. He's cheering 48. I heard 48 days today on Broken Sim. He's off of porn. You know, 48 days without porn. That's awesome.
That's great.
That's
so funny. I can't say I've done that, man. That's
a good thing. That's a funny thing. He's really keeping track of that, too.
He's keeping track of it, dude, because he said he prays every day. God, give me one more day.
Didn't Sam try? Was he going to be an Orthodox Christian? Correct. From what I was listening. That's what he was saying.
He was saying he was looking into Russian Orthodox or something.
Eastern Orthodox. I bought a book today on Audible, God's Revelations to the Human Heart. It's by Father Seraphim Rose. He was out of California. You guys ever heard of Nick Hinton?
No,
I don't think so.
He was on our podcast a couple of times. And the kid is, he may be the smartest man alive. Like, as far as just the way he thinks is incredible, dude. The way he thinks and breaks things down and just the things he was studying. But now, you know, everybody thought he went crazy. He didn't go crazy. Well, he says he went crazy too, but he came around the long way, dude. He's big in Eastern Orthodox, and I actually messaged him earlier, like, hey, Nick, I don't know if you remember me, dude, but told him where we talked, and he's like, oh my God, awesome, dude. Check out this book. So I'm listening to that. It's only like a 2-hour read or 2-hour listen. But it's by Father Seraphim Rose, and it's this big speech he gave at University of California, Santa Cruz back in 81. He died in 82. But yeah, this is a guy that went into the woods in Northern California to find a cabin. And that he and the other father that's with it, or whoever that guy, I can't remember who that guy was. But so they go, and this realtor shows them this cabin, and man, it's got this beautiful view, and she's made them lattes and all that. And he's like, dude, they go outside to talk, and this guy's like, this place is perfect. And Father Seraphim's like, this place is terrible. Did we really come to seclusion away from the world to sit with a great view and drink lattes? He's like, I came to suffer for Christ. And then they found like this little dry cabin that hunters use. And he bought that. And that's where he spent the rest of his time. Mm. Like, he just, I don't know about the suffering part of it. I know we all will through this life, but I don't know about the inviting more of it in. But I do know from what I hear from people and from what I read into is like Eastern Orthodox is the closest to the apostles.
Yeah.
The church that Jesus started with the apostles.
That's what my mom said. She's trying to. So we were born and raised Catholic, my whole family, but we're Roman Catholic. You know, I was baptized the whole nine. Yep. But trying to just divert,
you know what ruined it? Honestly, a lot of the Catholic Church
that 100% for me. But I don't think even like I feel like Catholics they're a little too pushy. There's a lot I don't like about. Files. There's a lot I don't like about the religion. I mean, I will still go to church with my family on holidays and everything, but I would like to venture out. And I think my mom said, actually, she was saying Eastern Orthodox is like the closest thing to Christ.
It's different. Now, what do you think about, since you're especially the Book of Enoch? What do you think about that? I always want to ask people who are deep into the Bible and like what's their thoughts on it.
I actually want to buy the copy that Tim Alberino and the guys from Blurry Creatures. You know that podcast? Blurry Creatures. Luke and Nate, amazing.
Blurry Creatures.
Great podcast. Great Christian dudes. And they actually, them and Tim Alberino, they published the Book of Enoch. I want to try to get that caught. I got it on Audible, but dude, when I'm at work, you know, I fabricate weld. When I'm at work trying to put all this stuff together, listening to podcasts, I can barely pay attention to what I'm listening to while I'm concentrated on what I'm doing. So it's probably better for certain books for me to just buy the hard copy, you know, so I can go back through, highlight versions, write notes.
Right. But yeah, I'm interested. I want to read that as well. It's interesting why it was taken out.
See, I'm not really sure about that. I don't know if it was when the King James revised it. I don't know at what point. The Ethiopian
Bible. That's when they took it out. Was when King James revised it is when it was taken out.
I think that's what, But the Ethiopian Bible actually has all of them. But when I go to look on Amazon for the Ethiopian Bible, you'll have them where you'll have one that's got 200 books in it and then one that's got 60 books in it. And, you know, I'm like, bro, what in the world?
Which one do I buy?
I don't know which one is right.
I just added Blurry Creatures to my playlist.
Yeah, definitely check them out, dude. You'll enjoy that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You enjoy that show. Ninjas or Butterflies, you guys know
that. I love them. They're one of my favorites.
Dude, they've recorded with Blurry Creatures several times. BlurryCon. There's a festival called BlurryCon.
Okay, so they're huge.
Check it out.
Yeah, all right, Ninjas and Butterflies.
Their editing is awesome. Their clips they put up, they're great, man. They're very well run over there.
That's one of the things I've got to learn how to do. I think for the time being, I'm going to use Opus Clip like anybody else, but I'm going to learn that because he figured that out. Andrew on there.
Yeah, he mastered that. He really
did. They cornered the market on that. So,
yeah. Absolutely. Like, I literally look at their clips and I'm like, that's like how? Like, how much? Yeah. I just want to, like I'm 42. Like, I missed the technology, like that curve of technology. I have no clue. Like, I'm playing with CapCut right now. Like, I was putting Anthony, like, basically on milk cartons today and stuff, like, just messing around. And I'm like, all right, I'm finally learning how to do some of this and like putting them in videos and all this other templates I'm using. I'm like, all right, but how do I do what they're doing? I still can't figure out how to do that. You know, like take a clip from my podcast, time up the audio with the video and all that. So it's the tough part, man. It's the tough part.
Editing is a skill for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, man, it takes a lot of time and effort to do these podcasts for sure, man.
People don't understand. Not all of us have producers and
Right, we don't got Jamie's for our Joe Rogan.
I do all of myself.
That's it, man. Nice. But, absolutely. Right, we don't want to take you up too much more of your time here, man. Real quick though, out of all the conspiracies that you've gone down out of Appalachia, what's your favorite cryptid that you've heard about?
Oh, dude, Bigfoot is our homie over at Appalachian Intelligence. But my favorite that makes
me... That's a t-shirt. That's a t-shirt right there, by the way. Bigfoot is our homie.
Oh, yeah. My favorite is in it. The one that makes me laugh the most. Have you guys ever heard of a whirling wimpus?
No, not anymore. No.
Give me just one second. I got to find this guy. But,
whirling wimpus.
The whirling wimpus. And you will not believe what this guy does.
And punch that in. See if you can get a picture.
I can't wait. Whirling wimpus.
Yeah. The whirling wimpus. I cannot remember what page this is on. It should be in the Bigfoot section. Let's see.
A whirling so it's a Bigfoot. So it's is it a bipedal creature?
That's what it claims to be, is the bipedal creature. Bigfoot creatures, here we go. Let's see.
Dog man esque.
This picture is funny that I got.
Pull it up.
Jamie. On.
The apple devil, fair feet.
The New Jersey Devil. That's a crazy one.
Oh, the Grafton Monster. That's in Grafton, West Virginia. That's not far from Mount Pleasant where Mothman's supposed to be.
Yeah, because Mothman was on, what, was it Silver Lake?
Grafton Monster.
Shit.
Let's see. The Stone Man. Oh, I know.
Shit. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
The Whirling Wimpus.
Running on, a gorilla running on chicken legs.
Yeah. And where in the world is this thing? And create. It's not. I'm not going to be able to find it. Anyway.
And that's the one.
That's the one that the reason they call it the Whirling Wimpus is it'll hide behind trees as shown in this picture or up in trees. And as the hunters or hikers, or whoever would come by, it comes down and starts spinning like a tornado, which I'm guessing those big giant claws do all the work. And as it grinds you up, you also turn into maple syrup.
Yeah, but not like, all right, so if it's spinning around, you think that's where they got the idea for the Tasmanian Devil?
Yeah, maybe.
For the Looney Tunes? You know how maybe. They always put it in our face?
Oh, my God. So that's great.
That's the first thing I thought of. That's a cool one. That's a cool one.
I got to go through this book because some of this is insane.
Dude, well, how
you guys ever get interested? This one's called In the Land of the Cattywampus.
The Cattywampus.
Okay.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Dude, we'll have to get you back on, man, down the road here and get back into more of the Appalachia stuff for sure, because there's a lot more to get into with the cryptids and stuff like that. We got a little sidetracked. It's chaos, so we get into whatever, man. That's what we do here at Conspiracy.
The world's chaotic right now.
Oh, here we go. I just came across this. I just came across this one. Flatwoods Monster, location, Flatwoods, West Virginia.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Which is also, like, if you leave from here and you go up 79, which is the interstate, going up towards Pennsylvania, because I used to live in Washington, PA, just south of Pittsburgh. Well, we would travel that road all the time. Well, when you leave from here, you hit Flatwoods, Grafton, Mount Pleasant.
Oh, wow.
So it's just like a stepping stone of like Mothman, Grafton Monster, Flatwoods Monster. They each got their own monster.
Man, there's some mojo in the area. Is there a lot of native history there? Is it a curse from the?
Oh yeah, we found those rock carvings. Actually, you can see those on our Instagram if you go check it out under our pictures. But we found these rock carvings, dude, and they've got all these designs in them. And then at the south end of it, and at the north end of it, is a little man with a triangle shaped head. One guy's got his arms up. One guy has his arms down. And I showed those to archaeologist pages on like Reddit and things, and they tell me it was made by the weather and I'm seeing things. But I can, I can assure you, I'll get those pictures. I'll send them to you on your DMs over on Instagram.
Yeah.
I can assure you that we are not, and it was one of those things. This guy, we didn't even know about that rock, but this guy was like, "Hey, y'all ever been to the rock that's literally over top of the town that we're from, Hayside, Virginia? Literally over top of the town. You go up to where the regional jail is now, but then you got just walk down this power line clearing and shoot off the hill to the right, and there's this little." Like high wall cliff system, and right at the top of it is this rock that's got all these carvings done in it, and it's got that little man on one end and on the other end, and then there's been erosion over the years go through it, so that should tell you how old it is, because there's about a 6-inch gap in the rock from erosion.
Wow.
Damn. Okay. Yeah, and you could tell. I went out to Arizona a few years back and seen some petroglyphs for like some old ass petroglyphs for the first time. And actually, like, see him in person and stuff like that, it's a whole different. You realize how old, and these carvings are like it's their language. It was the same way we're writing in a newspaper. That's how they were communicating and leaving their message, man. It's
A lot of civilizations didn't even have written language. They just had, you know,
pictures,
symbols,
pictures,
symbols,
symbolism.
So, Yeah, I want to get out to Utah. I want to see the Lovelock Caves. I want to go out west and visit. I've never been that far west. I've been to Montana. Well, I've been to Alaska, but I've only been that route. But.
Well, if you ever want to do a hunt for Bigfoot or something up here in the Adirondacks, hit us up, man. We'll go on the journey with you. Like I said, man, we'll have to get you back on and dive more into the West Virginia and the Appalachia down there. When are you planning on starting to drop some episodes?
Let's see. I'm going to try to do another recording this week. And then starting October is when I've got Bo and Justin. Justin, I couldn't get him scheduled till like the 24th of next month. So I'm going to set up recordings in between then. I'm still going to do one with Justin and Lance. That's the one I want to be the first one I drop. So gotcha. We've gotten a lot of emails, a lot of messages, like each one of us personally and on the show socials. Everybody's like, you guys good? You guys still talking? Like, yeah, dude, we're fine. We love each other. It's just life, you know, life happens.
It's tough. It's definitely tough. We had a co-host, our buddy Mike, and, you know, it's same thing with him. He's moving. He's doing this. He's doing that. He's working two jobs. It's just tough, you know, so we're hoping to get him back on here sooner than later, but it's just the way it is, you know. You can't commit fully. We get it. So, you know. We're figuring out as we go here. He was the guy I could bounce more conspiracies off of. But now Anthony's the guy who's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, yeah, let me tell you a little bit more.
I'm
and I got to dive
looking
a little
it
bit.
Up real quick.
You know? And I'm like diving into it for him. So I'm like, you know, I try to stick to what I really, truly, you know about. And some stuff, you know, you don't want to dive too deep into, like quite. Like when Charlie Kirk stuff's like still even now, I don't want to say too much about what I think is what, because you don't know yet. It's just too soon.
And they're throwing so many different things at us. Like, it's almost like they're honeypotting us. You know what I mean? Like trying to get conspiracy theorists to say these things. And is that what they're going to use to attack the First Amendment? You know, is that what they're going to use to shut us down? Yep. And I mean, they passed all these other bills. So, you know, I'll tell you this, my advice is go into everything with an open mind, but a guarded heart. You know what I mean?
That's it.
Like, put your defenses up there. Keep your mind open. Like, we don't know everything. You know, it could be true, whatever we're looking into. But you got to guard your heart against things that aren't meant, you know, to be there.
Always do your own research, man. That was going to be the name of this podcast. Do your own research. But Conspiracy Chaos is what we came up with. And you got it. You have to do your own research until you can, you know, see it, officially see it. Read it, whatever way you want to retain the information, but you got to learn it for yourself. Otherwise, you're never gonna see, like my buddy I was talking about the golf course. He figured it out himself. He heard us. He found, you know, started. He's like, I started reading stuff and listening to podcasts, and that's all they're talking about, man. I'm like, you guys were right the whole time. And it's like, thank you, man. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, I've had several guys at work that'll come up and they'll be like, did you know this? Like, yeah, dude. And this is why. And this is why. And this is because of that. And then they'll be like, you know, they're like, I'm not interested in knowing anymore. I'm like, well, you can live as an NPC, dude, but I'm going to be a main character in God's world. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to be rich and famous, but I do want to shout from the mountaintops.
I got to order. XG's got those hats. Those instead of the NBC logo, it's the NPC logo, non-player character. I got to get one of those. For sure. But that's the same thing. Like, I had a couple of buddies at work. We were talking one day, and I was telling them about the chemtrails. And I'm like, yeah, they can make it rain. They're like, there's no way they can control the weather. And I'm like, look it up, man. In Dubai or Abu Dhabi or whatever the hell it is. I'm like, they make it rain like once a month just for farming purposes. Like,
they,
dude,
flooded
crazy.
It.
Yeah, they flooded it.
And we've been doing this since what, the 50s, I think it was. I can't remember the operation.
Operation Rainbow or something. Yeah. Or that's a different one. That's another one. Or Operation Sunshine is a crazy one. Did you see that Ninjas or Butterflies posted that today? And I never heard that. I dove into that a little bit. I was like, holy shit. They were like taking kids' teeth and shit like that to test radiation on it. Well, I'll send you that video. It's fucking nuts. But I was talking about chemtrails, and when they start crossing, you start to see the rain. Like after every time you start to see chemtrails crossing within 48 to 72 hours, it rains.
So, I seen them this morning, and that's what I was thinking. I was like, well, it's going to rain. Even though the weather calls all week, it's just supposed to be partly cloudy.
Yep.
And then near the end of the evening here, this morning when I got to work, so I haven't been seeing them in the daytime. But then I noticed the other night when my daughter had to track me that I couldn't go to because I had to work. But when I went to pick her up, I'm driving back over the mountain. I look up, the moon's so bright, I can see every one of them.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, they're doing it at night.
At night.
And they'd gone away for like a month and a half.
Even we got a good couple weeks without them, but then they popped right back up because we're on the golf course all the time all summer long. So I'm always out there looking. I'm always looking up all the time. Me and my wife are out on the porch, and all of a sudden, Starlink popped up. And we're like, oh, shit. Look at that. And I'm like, she's like, get out here, get out here. I'm like, it's a Starlink. She goes, are you sure? I'm like, it's definitely a Starlink coming up. Yeah. So
it's crazy, man.
It's nuts. Oh, it's nuts. Well, bro, really appreciate your time. We'll get you back on here in a few weeks or right before you officially launch, and we'll talk about it and talk about more about Appalachia. But why don't you let the listeners know where they can find you?
Yeah, guys, we have the email appalachianintelligence@gmail.com. Our socials over on Instagram, Appalachian Intelligence. We've got the YouTube channel, Appalachian Intelligence. We still have 118 episodes out there. Now, mind you, I'm a very different person in those. but I'm not going to take them down because of that, because that's, you know, that's the show, dude. That's what it started as. And I want people to see that journey that I've made. Yeah. You know,
I'm going to go back people and tune
in. Anth, go listen. My favorite part, like, on the one I was like, that once you said it, was the John Smith, the silver mine. Oh, yeah. That's a crazy, crazy, crazy story.
Cool, man.
It's cool. So much fun too.
But like, you get your hands on the map and shit. That's super cool.
I hope we do pursue it one day, but hopefully it'll be.
You should reach out to like a network, man. You should reach out to Discovery or History or one of those.
Get those. See, it's not on public land. It's not on private land owned by any citizens. So that would be the problem. So you only get a discovery fee, 10%. But 10% of billions is fine by me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right, right, right.
But also, who's to say they just don't bury us in that thing and
That's why you need to make it a TV. That's why you need to make it a TV show, so you got documentation of it.
But dude, and the other thing I wanted to point out before we get off here, what I want to point out, you know, I said Venezuela declared war on the United States, and it wasn't too long ago that Venezuela found that big gold ore running through their lands, and I had made the joke on X as soon as I seen that. I was like, oh, looks like Venezuela needs some freedom. And then I'll be doggone if we don't just start blowing up boats. Oh, they're drug boats. They're drug boats. Yeah. And now we've pushed them into this. Guarantee they're going to need a regime change soon, because this crazy president's trying to declare war on the United States. Who does he think he is? You watch this. You heard it here first.
We'll be clipping that in a few weeks.
Yeah, heard it here first.
Awesome. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick break, and me and Anthony are going to jump back on for a few minutes to recap the episode. But, Rye, I appreciate you jumping on, man, and we will definitely be linking up with you soon in the future, and love to get the other guys on if they'd be interested in joining too, and get the whole crew on and talk about the pod and what goes on down there in West Virginia.
Yeah, hopefully I can get Lance and Justin on to do that episode, because they remember so much more about it than I. Like I said, I did too many edibles before, so I remember like bits and pieces. But
that's how I am. So you had to bring shit up, and it started clicking for me. I wouldn't remember off the top, but no doubt, buddy. We appreciate you, man, and we'll be linking up soon. Go check out Appalachian Intelligence on all your socials and YouTube. Awesome. We'll be right back.
Nice meeting you, Ryan. Thanks, man.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me.
All right, bud.
All right, we're back here after another banger, and it's what we do, bro.
Nothing I love but it, man.
Nothing but bangers here at Conspiracy Cast. Dude, that was great, man. Ryan is I remember Ryan from when I listened to the show. He was definitely a different, let me put it this way, a completely different character.
Oh, yeah?
Is the, I guess, the best way. Yeah, man, he was just like, he's kind of like me right now. Just cooked, you know.
A little stoned.
Smoked out, just, yeah, stoned, having a good time, talking conspiracies, you know. Talking about that, I remember him on Tripoli, he took a bunch of edibles, and Sam was like, how many edibles did you take? So, awesome. I remember, I'm trying to find which episode it was to re-listen to it, but yeah, man, it was a great episode. Hope to definitely get him back on, get more into the Appalachia shit, like with the cryptids and some of that shit. I might even have him on the other pod and talk about some cryptids and do a little Halloween episode with him. But it's fun to have guys like that on who are well-versed in just conspiracies in general. That tends to be the case with some, a lot of our guests with from the beginning. I mean, when we had Mark on, and we had the only guest we had that was really on for a particular topic, I guess, was Dr. Ramsey, was the talk smiley face. Other than that, we were just open
that
book.
A good one. I remember that was a real good one for me, Dr. Ramsey.
Yeah, you were cooked on that one. My man was fucking laying down in his, you were laying down in your chair. I never seen anybody. It was like the man, remember when Manny Pacquiao got knocked out and the meme was everywhere? That's what you fucking looked like. If I could take that and Photoshop you on everything.
Holy
from that fucking
shit,
chair.
Those were the Friday nights, buddy. Those Friday
yeah,
nights.
We had some good
crazy
recordings, man. That was, that was interesting times of the Conspiracy Cast. Glad we're over that phase now.
Yes,
we are. If anybody's listening this far in and has been a listener for a while, you guys know we had Florida Mike was our co-host for a little while. It looks like there's a possibility he might. Now, I mentioned this early on in the podcast that we're sick of this new intro and want to bring back the old one. So there's a possibility of Florida Mike returning to the podcast, which I think would be great for the podcast. It'd be great for everything going on. I know he's got a lot going on outside of the podcast and with work and life and
he's
everything
moving
else, similar to what we were talking about with Brian.
Coming up, yep.
He's got a lot of shit going on. So, obviously, open door to him. Love to have him back. I think the listeners would love to get him back on here as well for his insights on some of these conspiracies. And he doesn't do too much talking when the guests are on. He's kind of just absorbs a lot of the knowledge, I feel like. But when it's just us chopping it up, he's good for a little pushback on some conspiracies and shit like that.
Absolutely. And
with it's great with you, like I was saying, Anth, where I hit you with these things. Like, you had no idea about any Appalachian shit tonight.
No.
We didn't dive too much into it, but just the connections it has to a lot of shit. There's like, I'm telling you, go on YouTube and go to like, just type in Appalachian Trail creepypasta or something to that extent. And you'll start to see like crazy stories, dude. I'll send you a couple links so you don't even all have right to do the research. I'll send it to you because I watch them sometimes anyway. People camping on Appalachian Trail, one
it's
place
like
on
ghostly, a lot of ghosts probably,
the noises, like the shit they hear. There's a lot of reportings of like the dog man down there. Mm-hmm.
And Bigfoot. Yeah.
Bigfoot's a big one down there, so a lot of ties, like I said, to the bottom part of the Adirondacks cuts through Appalachian Trail. So people hike that all the time, like you were saying. Like 2,200 miles, you said earlier, something like that.
Yep.
That's fucking nuts. Who's hiking that? You say you're hiking, you're camping. You're hiking, you're camping. There's so
yeah,
many people on that trail.
You do it one day at a time, you know.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I don't, it's a long walk. I'm not taking that hike. Fuck that. So we'll see what happens. We'll dive into a little bit more of the Charlie Kirk situation on Wednesday's episode.
Yep.
I got some videos we pulled up from there. Hopefully they're still there by the time we air that episode. Probably be deleted.
Getting scrubbed.
Everything's getting washed right now. I was trying to send a slow-mo video to somebody because there was, I didn't see the reported ricochet. I don't see it. I'm missing it, I guess, to the blind eye. I don't know.
There's new video footage, and I don't know if it's again AI generated, but there's something of,
that's why I want to give it a couple more days before.
Something they're saying is coming, came from the back. Now the exit wound came out of the front, but it didn't, dude. It was clear.
Yeah, I don't know.
People are just spreading bullshit now.
And the way his body fell and everything else, it doesn't make sense that it went that way. I don't know. We'll get into it a little bit more as we get more information going forward. Like I said, don't want to really put any clips up or anything like that if it's AI generated. It's bad enough that I got the submarine video wrong, so we'll keep it there. And always appreciate you jumping on, man. We'll be back on Wednesday with another episode. Make sure you guys go check us out on YouTube, on Instagram. I'm gonna start us up a TikTok. We'll do some conspiracy stuff on the TikTok.
You better, because it's about to get shut down again. Better do it before it gets shut down.
I'll get that one popping for us. Yeah, we'll drop this out. I'm gonna get this episode out right away. I think this is a good one.
Absolutely. It was good.
Go check out AI, Appalachian Intelligence, Appalachian, however you want to say it, however you're gonna do it. Go check out Ryan, Justin, and Lance. Thank you again to Ryan for jumping on Conspiracy Chaos tonight. We truly appreciate your time. And hope we can do some collabs with those boys in the future, man. I think it'd be a great time, and especially if they're going to go look for that silver mine, dude. I got some PTL. Let's make it happen. So we'll get definitely get it documented, though, because I'm not trying to get fucking disappeared. I don't want to be the next missing 411 documentary, so we'll... We'll get that one on film. But and close us out here. Appreciate everybody tuning in, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Peace.
This is Conspiracy Chaos. Truth, fiction, or both? Let's dive in.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.